Hi, we're at the Tableau User Conference in Seattle. I'm here with Matthew Eldridge. Matthew is a chief architect for Tableau. We're going to talk about fast data overall. And Matthew, I guess the biggest thing at this conference is the data engine. What exactly is the data engine?
Well, the data engine is a brand new feature in Tableau 6.0, and it's Tableau's fast analytic database. We built it ourselves from the ground up, and it replaces our existing extract functionality that's been in our product for a number of releases.
So I know Christian was very excited about it in his keynote this morning. What is the magnitude of the performance increases that you've been able to achieve with the data engine?
The data engine's performance has really been remarkable. We've seen improvements routinely of a factor of 100 over the previous extract engine. In some cases, we see improvements of even more, perhaps 1,000. And in some cases, queries that simply are too complicated to execute, we can now easily process.
That's great. And how is the data engine different than other so-called in-memory solutions that are offered by other business intelligence vendors in the marketplace?
One thing that I think makes the data engine unique, particularly when compared to other in-memory databases, is it has very fast startup time. One of our key differences is we can operate on the data directly as it's represented in the database on disk, and moreover, we only need to read in that portion of the data which your queries actually touch. You might have a lot of data in the database that's not relevant to a particular analysis. You are never going to wait for us to read that data in so it can just sit around doing nothing for you.
Now, isn't there a lot of data modeling that has to be done with regards to loading this data engine?
There's no required data modeling that needs to be done to use the data engine. One of the things that's so powerful about the data engine is you can define, just as with any other relational database, new calculated columns or what you might think of as sort of ad hoc data modeling at any time. And the data engine both has sophisticated algorithms to optimize the use of your new data modeling in queries, as well as we expose the ability for you to specifically direct the data engine to further optimize new calculations that you've created.
Now, I've heard at the conference that data engine is architecture aware. What does that mean to you?
So the data engine is architecture aware in the sense that it's been built ground up to operate efficiently on modern computer hardware. So this, in large part, means worrying about the memory hierarchy or the relationship between the performance of the disk in the system, the main memory in the system, the gigabytes of RAM your system might contain, and that very precious and small and high-speed cache memory that's located right next to the processor. We've tuned our algorithms so that they make optimal use of these resources.
So can you switch between the data engine and Direct Connect, and how hard is that?
You can always switch between the data engine and Direct Connect. This is just like the original Tableau extract experience. It's as simple as going to a menu and turning off your use of the extract, at which point your queries will go right back to your original database to which you're directly connected. You can then turn the data engine back on. It allows a sort of easy back and forth where you might be trading off query load on your large data warehouse versus in the data engine, maybe you get higher performance. Maybe it supports disconnected operation for you. There's a lot of advantages to having both of these, both the data engine and Direct Connect available.
So when would you use the data engine versus connecting directly to the data?
There are a few different scenarios when I might use the data engine versus connecting directly to the data. A common one that comes up for me in my day-to-day usage of the data engine is I'm looking for performance. I have millions or tens of millions of rows of data, often, in fact, performance data from measurements of the data engine, and I want to do analysis on it. So I'll pull it into the data engine so I can have the fastest possible analysis experience. I think another case for using the data engine versus connecting directly to the data is when you have a need for a sort of disconnected operation. I need to do analysis without being connected right to my database. For example, perhaps it's a production database and I shouldn't be putting query load on it during regular production hours. I can take an extract and work on it offline.
So how much time do you need to spend modeling your data to use the data engine?
You don't need to spend any time at all modeling your data to use the data engine. Out of the box, when you create an extract, we will create an optimized data engine database for queries against your data. If you then go on and change your data in some interesting way, for example, by defining new calculated fields, the data engine will, without any effort on the user's part, optimize its query evaluation to be as efficient as possible. Moreover, the user can even come back and request that the data engine database be further optimized to take advantage of this new information about the calculations you want to evaluate.
So looking back, obviously, in the development of Fast Data and the data engine, what was the best thing for you in working on this feature over the last 6 to 9 months?
Well, the best thing about working on the data engine has really been, for me, the same as the best thing about working at Tableau. We are always inventing new things. We're always solving hard problems, and that just makes it a really exciting place to work. The data engine in particular, since I was so closely involved in it, it was great to see these huge changes in performance that it provided and how it changed the way people could use Tableau. Analysis that previously was slow and somewhat cumbersome all of a sudden became quick and easy, and you could start doing things with the product that you wouldn't have done before just because it was a little too slow, a little too painful. So it's great to see that big improvement in performance.
Well, Matthew, it's always nice working for an innovative company like Tableau. It's really great that you could spend some time talking about the data engine with us.
Thank you.